Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good evening to everyone out there. Welcome to the Red Room. I am your hostess, Miss Behaven, Miss Unleashed, to those of you who do know me as such. I hope you guys had a nice week. I have. It was pretty decent, and the weather is decent here in Chicago. How are you feeling tonight? It's been wonderful to finally get back to you. Last week we had such a heated topic about tantric sex. I had to cool myself down for a few days after all of that talking about that and then discussing it with some folks afterwards. It was really nice, very enlightening, I should say, to get feedback and some more information about tantric sex. So we will be revisiting that topic later on down the line. You know, there's so many layers to sex that we can just always go back to a similar topic or the same topic, and then we always find something else new. So that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of sex. It just keeps evolving and coming right back to us and making us feel good, because we all want to feel good, right? Of course we do. Of course we do. So welcome, 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 welcome. I just want to say that the chat room is open. The chat room is open tonight. So for those of you who cannot get through or a little bit shy about calling in to ask questions or share a story, you can contact me through the chat room, and I will get to you and read your comments and you know, take it from there. So please join me in the chat room as well. For those of you who are on Facebook, you know, you can also contact me through Facebook on my Unleash Your Inhibitions page. So you can always click on there and send me a message there. I'm always clicking away to make sure I reach you all, because I want to reach out and touch everyone. I want to reach out and touch everyone. So that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. So for those of you who are new to this episode, or new to this channel, I am Miss Behaven, and I have a show. I have a show that I do called Unleash Your Inhibitions, Foreplay Poetry, and Afterglow. And all three of them are all based around erotica. And we like to include different forms of expression, art, erotic expressions. That's how I want to put it. Erotic expressions to discuss smile, laugh, and make you become inspired through dance, poetry, fashion, music, all of that. So we're based here in Chicago, and we will be having our show soon. So keep your eyes and ears open for that, and I will definitely invite you. I will personally invite you to our next show. So right now it's all coming together. It's all coming together, but once it comes together, then we will all be together, okay? So tonight's topic, wait, do you guys have your glass ready? Do you have it? I have my glass. I'm drinking Cabernet tonight. I had a sangria earlier. It was so yummy. But yeah, I'm having my red tonight. It's such a deep, earthy red. It's pretty sexy. So whatever you're sipping on, whether it's wine, beer, some type of cocktail, water, juice, whatever, sip it with sex appeal. How about that? Sip it with sex. I don't care if that water is not ice cold. That's okay. Just sip it. Sip it. Put a splash of lemon in it. So, tonight's topic, he says, men share their stories and advice on dating, sex, and love. Yes, this is about the men. The men are going first to speak out about what turns them on, what turns them off, what their expectations are, what their experiences have been when it comes to women when they're dating them. So I've gathered some great guys who have various backgrounds, and I've asked them from their point of view, their experiences, and you know, they have a lot to say about it. They have some detailed descriptions and explanations on why they behave certain ways when they're on certain on particular dates, or they meet a certain woman. How do they react to that? How do they respond to that? And what is it about a woman that turns them on, you know, or what is it about a woman that turns them off? So, you know, we're here to have an open dialogue. This is not about, you know, men versus women. It's not a, you know, a war zone here. We're all about love. This is a love zone, okay? So we are just bringing on the men to enlighten us and maybe reiterate some things that some of us may have forgotten or have slept on a little bit, and we need that little tug on a little hem and say, you know, you remember this, you remember that, you know. So it's all good. There's nothing wrong or right in this topic. It's all about their opinions and our open ears to it. Now, ladies, the beauty of this, you can also call in and ask any of our male guests who are on the phone line a question, or if you have an experience that you would like to share and have one of our gentlemen respond to it, that's fine. But like I said, we're going to keep it sexy. This is not an attack zone. We just want to find out. And gentlemen, of course, you know, we are not trying to express ourselves in a way and ask you questions that may break the men code. It's definitely not that. But I think it's our duty to learn about each other and, you know, have some type of open dialogue, a mature dialogue about sex and dating, of course, dating and love. So just, you know, those important factors, sex, you know, and just really knowing about some things when it comes to sex and and dating and love, of course. Okay. So for those of you who are driving, sure, listen in, and I appreciate you listening in. Thank you so much. And for those of you who are able to, you can call in. You can call in. The call-in number is area code 657-383-0398. That number is to call in, and I will pick up the phone line so you can either ask a question or give a suggestion or make a comment or respond to anything that's going on throughout the show. Or for those of you who just want to get in the chat room and chat away, chat, please, 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 chat. I love it when you chat with me. So getting right into it, I know as women could be misunderstood at times, and there are some women who may not ask certain questions because guys give that deer in headlights look, and, you know, she just wants to get some information. She just wants to learn about the guy, and just it's not like she's asking certain questions to say, okay, I'm ready to get married tomorrow. That's definitely not it. You know, we're at least trying to get to date number three. So, but you know, just in all seriousness, we just sometimes women can get a little nervous or a little reluctant in asking men certain questions on dates. And I'm one of those women. Sometimes I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe I should just hold back. Maybe I shouldn't ask those questions. But, you know, truth be told, you know, those questions that you have burning inside of you, you may need to ask them on the first date. Why? So you're not wasting your time, he's not wasting his time, and you're just trying to find out if you two are compatible. If you're kind of tiptoeing around certain things, let's say that you are dating to marry, you know, then, you know, maybe that is one of those questions that you may ask. You know, are you looking to get married? And if they're like, oh, no, hell no, then, you know, why even try to look for a second date if you're dating to marry? For those of you just dating, you know, just to meet people and just, you know, just have some fun, casual, then, you know, then you act accordingly. But everyone got their intention, right? So that's my perspective when it comes to dating. Ladies, you know, feel free to chime in and let me know. Let me know, do you think that asking, you know, those pertinent questions about dating on your first date, if you are on your first date, and you're looking to marry, would you ask on that first date? That would definitely be a question that I would like to know from the ladies tonight, at least, and the men can definitely chime in as far as their reaction to a woman asking about marriage. You know, if you are interested in marriage, you guys, do you have the deer in headlights look? Or you're You know, you're not going to shy away from it. So with that said, we're going to take a quick 1 minute break so we can get our glasses filled, because I'm going to tell you this now, this is going to be a long, joyful ride, and I am aiming to please, okay? So please stay tuned, and I'm going to check back with you in 1 minute. Stay tuned. We are back. How are you all feeling out there? How are you feeling? It's been great. It's been great. That little break, I kind of needed that so I can gather my thoughts and my composure. So before we went on break, I asked about the ladies, about dating questions. What question would you ask a guy on a first date about, you know, marriage? Are they looking to marry? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to open up one of the phone lines now and get one of our ladies on the line to respond to that. And gentlemen, you know, listen up and get ready, because this question is going to be geared towards you shortly, okay? So let's bring on our first guest on the line. Carla, are you there?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good this evening.
That's good. What you ready to do?
I'm ready to get some questions answered and also to ask questions.
All right. I heard that. Okay. Well, let's start with me asking you this question. The question that is burning is, if you're on a first date, do you ask the guy about marriage?
No, I do not. I think the first date, it would scare a guy. I normally assess, and I will first wait to see how the first date would go. If we connect and it flows that way and he takes the lead, then I will pursue it, but I never ask on the first date is the guy looking for marriage.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, are you looking, when you date, do you date to marry? Looking for that?
Definitely.
That?
Definitely.
Okay. So when if the first date goes well, when do you slide in about marriage?
I would give it about a month. I normally gear towards it by examining how he would respond to certain questions I ask about dating first. And then I would definitely target him on basically what is he looking for in a dating relationship. And hopefully it will lead to him talking about marriage. If not, I have to be direct.
Gotcha. Okay. That's good. So are you the aggressor when it comes to pursuing a man, or do you like for the man to take the lead?
I love for the man to take the lead. I've always been that way. I normally, in the midst of the relationship, I normally may take the lead on certain things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of find that I like to be pursued.
Right. It's like I'm old school. It feels good when a guy can take the lead and be a man, and it makes sure and it makes me feel more that I can open myself up more to him.
Mhm. Yeah. I agree. I know some men may like women to pursue them. I don't know where they do that at, but the men that I've grown up around, you know, they like to pursue. They like to chase. They like the whole act of chasing the woman and you know, earning that prize, to say.
Exactly, because they go for the hunt, and it's so true. But my question is, when they pursue me, and then eventually I show interest or take the lead, they kind of back off a little bit, and I don't understand that. So the attraction would be there, everything would be there, we would connect, but then all of a sudden they kind of back off a little bit. So I don't know if it's because they see I'm getting serious or they may be afraid of commitment, but I don't know. Can you answer that for me?
I cannot answer that for the millions of men, but I can definitely empathize with you on that, because I think that sometimes when I'm in a dating situation and it's hot and heavy, and then all of a sudden it's like, it just kind of, it fizzles out a little bit, and it could be a number of reasons why. It could be that the chemistry just not there anymore, or, you know, they're distracted, you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah, you know, and it's like you can't, you know, I used to try to analyze, you know, why, what happened, and then try to filter through every aspect. Okay, well, this happened, but was that the cause of it? It's like, nah, that can't be the cause of it. All I did was sneeze. You know, it just
right.
It be something
exactly
very, very minute, you know. But it's just, it definitely drive me crazy. And then I think that that's where that communication breakdown happens, where the guy can just be so into you, and you're like, this is right, this is good. And then they just fade. They fade away,
right.
and then they don't want to tell you why. I think us women, we like closure, too. I need you to shut the door when you leave out.
Right. One didn't shut the door, and then one, he's like, I'm looking for a wife. I'm like, you're looking for a wife, so now what? It's like, yeah, and then they kind of like back off. I'm like, okay. I mean, the relationship's not even consummated yet. They're like, okay, I'm looking for a wife. You're it. And I'm like, okay, when is it going to happen? And I basically look at the character of a guy, who he hangs with. It's like, you know, association breeds assimilation. So I figure if his friends are married, you know, it represents the character traits that, you know, will rub off of him. I could be wrong, but 9 times out of 10, birds of a feather flock together.
So have you ever dated a guy who, like, he appeared to be decent? I mean, obviously you're attracted to him and you're dating, but then his friends are just either they're bums or they're just disrespectful to women. Do you kind of start side-eyeing him?
Yeah, I do, based on his friends sometimes, like who's he's, I mean, the way he carries himself and the friends he hangs around. And I've been blessed enough to have dated people where they have decent friends who a majority of them are married. So I'm like, why isn't mm-hmm. this guy married? And one of his friends told me that he, you know, he just, like, would never get married unless he find that perfect person. And there's no perfect person. You could come close, so...
Mm-hmm.
I tend to back off when the fizzle. When I see them fizzling, I fizzle.
You fizzle?
I'm so serious. I'm just like, okay, I'm not doing the work. He has to meet me halfway and be the pursuer and aggressor again.
Mhm. I totally agree. I totally agree. And, you know, I think some guys tend to really be a little bit immature when it comes to the dating scene, and sometimes I get a little disheartened because it's like, this is a 40 plus crowd. Why do I feel
right.
like I'm in my 20s?
Like, exactly.
Is it better or worse?
I know it's like
yeah.
they reverse it. In the 20s and 30s, they wanted to marry. We were dating. It's cool. But now that I'm middle of 40, it's like, okay, what next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
exactly.
The majority of them are more in the cars now. So I don't know if I got to, like, just sit on a car and be like, okay, here I go. So I'm
yeah,
just
it's,
like, what's going on?
I know. It's such a tough one. It's such a tough one. So we're definitely going to get some men to respond to that. I have one lady just chimed in and said, some men say they want to be married right away because they think that is what you want to hear.
Wow,
that's
a good point. I think
mm-hmm.
so. I
mm-hmm.
think some men are genuine and other men may say it because they want what they want. You know, they probably feel like, well, let me see. I want to see how the sex is first and then I'll make my decision.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of men are like that, and some men, no, seriously, I mean, it's like I got to be real because I'm just like, no,
mm-hmm.
I'm on a, you know, program where I have to date you, we have to be in a relationship, we have to get our mental and emotional and spiritual connected before that can even happen. So
absolutely,
maybe
absolutely.
That's what makes it fizzle, but hey.
Do you think that us women
want a gentleman
to? Well, go ahead. You just want a gentleman
to really just be real and just tell me what is it that will make a man marry?
Mhm.
And I
now,
think
do you
one
think
of
that's
them
women put too much
time.
Pressure though? It's time.
Yes,
okay.
I do agree. I do.
Mhm.
So, but
okay.
I know that women are based on emotion, and men, it's a time thing with them. It has, they have to just, you know, be at that time in their life where they ready for marriage.
And we don't even know when that could be.
Right, because they have to get the love part down first, and it's, they don't
mm-hmm.
even say, I love you anymore, like, right away. It's supposed to be, some of them, it's just automatic. You're supposed to know. No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
I like words. You know?
Mm-hmm. Use your words.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can the men
yeah.
please tell us why? What takes them so long now to say, I love you?
I know. They're so simple words, but, you know, it carries a lot of weight, though. It carries a lot of
True.
Weight. So that may scare them off, too. something
True.
That heavy. Mhm. So so she chimed in and says, I don't think men feel like they have to get married anymore. You know what, I do agree with that. I think that men, there are a lot of men who've gotten spoiled. They get things a little bit too easy. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why do they need to even fight for it? You know, they don't need to court anymore. We're going to do Netflix and chill. You know, why do I need to take you out? Because, you know, if you don't want to, somebody else will. I can give them a $5 Happy Meal and they're fine.
Right. Women don't set the bar high enough. Some of them, I won't speak for everyone, but most of them don't. Mm-hmm. And that's what I thought about too. I'm like, okay, they figure it may be harder with me, so they go to another woman where they could get things easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they also been through experience, also where women, you know, may have done them wrong or so forth, and they don't want to try the whole Mary thing again.
True. Now, aside from the dating, sex.
Mm-hmm.
What about sex? Would you have sex on the first date?
No. Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
Okay. And why not?
Because I'm the type of person that has to connect emotionally and physically and spiritually with a guy. It has to be meaningful. I mean, yes, I've had that, wow, I'm attracted to him, but I'm just like, but still, in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, who's he been with? What's his game? What he got? So I waited it out.
You waited it out.
Yes, because if he cannot use a complete sentence with nouns and verbs, that's already a turn off. Words stimulate me. I have to have an intelligent guy to first have sex with my mind, and then we can talk about how that later it can happen.
Yes, if he can articulate how he can make me come, that's beautiful.
Right.
Yes.
It's mentally and emotionally a high.
Mm-hmm.
At least for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone chimed in and says, sex on his first date. When I was younger, yes. Now, no. Okay.
I know. It just makes me feel like empty.
Yeah, I think as we get older, we want more. You know, we're getting settled into what we really want. We know what we really want out of life. Younger, you know, it's kind of living in the moment, you know, having fun, experiencing new things, and just not a little bit carefree, you know, carefree lifestyle younger. When you're older, you have children or you have, you know, bills, and you have you want stability and a foundation and someone to grow with. So now you want substance. So I can definitely understand that. For those who choose to have sex on the first day, I'm not knocking them at all for that, because it's a person's choice, and it has to be, you know, where your emotions are. If your emotions are there where you're like, you know, this is where I am and I'm okay with it and he's okay with it, then it's not hurting anybody. You know, they're doing it and done. And never know.
Right.
Never know. I mean,
it's like
I've heard of first
exactly.
To each his own, yeah. But there have been some first date sex couples who are still together,
married.
To,
I know
to this day,
mm-hmm.
and married, right? So it works for some, not for all, but it is possible. And you know, I don't knock it. I'm not an advocate, but I'm not someone who bash it either, because it's like,
right?
If that chemistry is there, then it's there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
I know. Sometimes I wish I could be that way, but
see, the way my mind, body, and spirit is set up, it ain't gonna happen.
Right, exactly. Right. I gotta be in alignment.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Yes. So we are definitely gonna get these men to chime in on that, and I want to thank you. So the questions that you have are, why do men back off? you know, once it seems like it's going hot and heavy, and judgment on their character based on the friends who they hang with, is that a myth to them? Is it true, true to form? So it would be interesting if, you know, the men say, you know, in defense of their friends that, you know, that their boys are real cruel. They just happen to be, you know, a certain way, but it doesn't make them that way. So that would be interesting to know. And why are the three words "I love you" so hard to say, especially if you know they do?
Right.
Some are just really nervous about it. And what are the expectations? What are their intent behind the dating? Is it just to date and just to Netflix and chill, or date to marry? We have some burning questions to ask. So as soon as my male guests call in, we are going to get all those questions answered. So thank you so much. Thank you. And continue listening in.
Thank you. I will.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Okay, you guys. So, yes, we definitely have some burning questions for the men to ask, because I think that we have the right to know. We have the right to know. Don't you think? Ladies, don't you want to know? I know I want to know. There's some things I need to know, like right now. And ladies, and think about this. You know, do you know exactly what you want out of a man? Is it, you know, just short term, long term? Sometimes we have to create a list. Just like we set our goals, we have the short term goals and long term goals. Our expectations, and then the steps that we need to take to achieve those goals, whether it's, you know, earning a certificate, a degree, or saving money to go on a trip to Paris. We write out these goals. What do you need to do to earn the money to get on that trip, or the classes that you need to take to earn your certificate? So it's the same aspect, you know, if you're looking for a soulmate or looking for that mate, you set up your itinerary or what you're looking for. Sometimes we can get distracted, you know, we get distracted. We think, you know, okay, this is the type of man I want, but then there is something that's kind of, really exciting, you know, like that candy that you're really not supposed to touch, but it looks so yummy, you got to reach for it, but you know it's really bad for you. You know that you're going to either gain some extra pounds, or you're going to get that cavity if you keep messing with this piece of candy, you know, and then you find out, you know, in the end, damn, was that candy really worth it, you know? So, you know, with men, we have to choose our partners wisely, you know. Just like when they're checking us out, we have to check them out too. Make sure that they're right, you know. Make sure they're right for us. Make sure they're right for our families. Make sure they're right for our sanity. We want to keep the peace in our home, and we don't need drama coming in to be this accessory to our lovely lifestyle. So, and I'm sure that men feel the same way, that, you know, they're being selective in women that they decide to date seriously. But hey, we need to know when and where and why. What are you waiting for? What are you looking for? And you know, give me some feedback on that, gentlemen. I'd like to know that. So, how are you guys feeling out there? You feeling all right? Are you feeling all right? I hope so. But just thinking back of, like, the dating questions, I do want to get into some sex stuff, though, but I'm trying to save it for the men, because I want the men to, like, answer these
really hot and heavy sex questions. That's what I'm about. But ladies, you know, what do you ask men on dates? You know, do you ask them those type of questions? What are your short-term goals? What are your long-term goals? What are your views on relationships? And, you know, what do you think about certain things? You know, whether you guys have a discussion about politics or education, children, or me. What do you think about me? How do you feel about me? Two different questions. What do you think about me? And what do you feel about me? You know? So those are some of the questions that, you know, you may think in the back of your mind to ask guys when you're on that date. Go ahead. Ask away. You need to know, right? You need to know. Okay. So, let's see. I want to talk about sex. Don't you? I want to talk about sex. So, let's talk about sex for a second before any of the men call in. Let's explore some sexual thoughts and feelings. I'm such a sex nerd, you guys. I like to try different things, read about different things, talk to people about sex and other things, all things beautiful when it comes to sex. So, please don't mind me. Just listen in. Think about this. So, one way to like bodies. Response to sexual stimulation is to really dig deep into your sexual thoughts and feelings, right? So they say that your mind is the most erogenous zone of all. So you can literally have an orgasm solely through fantasizing without any type of physical stimulation. You do know that, right? You do believe that? So, yeah, you can really, you know, think about sex or think about the act of sex with someone, you know, like Denzel Washington, you know, I go into my thing, but use your mind and you get turned on. That's pretty hot. You know, for men, I think men, you know, they also want to sustain arousal, so they will particularly think about sex, sexual thoughts and feelings from many forms. Being in love or having this lust, thinking about the object of your desire. You can think about the mental images of something or someone that turns you on. Fantasies of something erotic happening to you. Fantasies of witnessing something erotic. Anticipating sexual touch by yourself or another, or anticipating a sexual encounter with someone you lust after. So I know there's someone who a lust that you lust after, right? So let your mind wander and welcome any sexual thoughts or feelings, making notes about the nature of each aspect. If these are recurring themes, then let it play out. You know, what are your reactions to these fantasies that you're having? And feel free to create these new mental images or fantasies to add to the images of your mind, and just let it spontaneously create. And just see how it, you know, stimulates you and how it influences you. And what are you doing, you know, to make those fantasies and desires come true, if they do? So that's my little 2 cent when it comes to sex. You know, I love to get those little tidbits. Let me just take a sip right now because I think I just warmed myself up. But so we are going to bring in a caller. and get some questions asked. I think that the ladies would like to know why men are behaving badly, and sometimes badly means in a good way, and in a naughty way. We want to know what's up with that. So let's see, who do we have? Who do we have? Caller, are you on the line? Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
That's
how are
good.
You?
That's good. I'm good, thank you, thank you. So were you able to listen in earlier from the first caller, the young lady, about men and dating? Or you missed
I missed it. I just caught the last couple of minutes.
Oh, okay. No problem. I have no problem just reiterating what she asked. First off, are you single, married, divorced, separated? What's your status?
Single.
Single, okay. All right. So just so we have that clear. But do you think that women put too much pressure on men when it comes to dating?
Yes, I do. Yes and no. I mean, dating is a good thing. I mean, old-fashioned courting, dating, it's always a good thing. It was a good thing back in the days, and it's a good thing now. I guess you have to break the question down a little bit more. Go ahead.
Let's say that you're on a date with a woman, and she has her expectations in dating a man is just really pretty high, you know, and questions such as, you know, that's kind of leaning towards a serious relationship or marriage. Would that kind of shy you away a little bit?
Oh, yeah, especially if you all just met within the first few months and you kind of getting to know each other. Yeah, that would be a bit much, kind of a turnoff.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with letting me know what you want out of life and what you're looking forward to. But if you pressure me for it and we're getting to know each other within the first few months, yeah, that could be a turnoff.
Okay. So what do you look for when you agree to a first date? That's what someone just asked.
A nice time, fun and laughs, a good conversation, vibing, you know, you all vibing, and just a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing more than that. I mean, I'm not looking to try to jump in the sack on a first date, not me. So
okay.
just good conversation, getting to know the person, and vibing with the person.
Okay. So our first caller, she mentioned that she kind of judges the guy by his character, by the friends he surrounds himself with. What do you think about that? Do you think that, you know, if you and your boys and majority of them are kind of they doggish, you know, and she's interested in you. How do you feel about that, being put in that same category?
I can understand her point. It makes a lot of sense, but at the same token, just because your friends are a certain way don't make you that way, because those could have been guys you grew up with or known forever, and just guys that you just know, you could be a totally different person, but yet those are your boys from the block, or you know, they could be like family, and you just, you know, hang out with them every now and then or communicate with them, and you could be totally on something else.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, we do have some friends who we grew up with, and it's not that we've grown apart. We just grown up differently.
So he
exactly
can still relate.
My point. Right.
Okay. Okay. All right. Another question that she had brought up earlier was, why do you think it's hard for men to say "I love you"?
Sometimes that could be the way the man was raised. I mean, he probably wasn't shown love or wasn't told that he was loved growing up from his parents or from friends or family or maybe in relationships. I think that has a lot to do with the person's childhood and the way they were raised and the way they grew up. Because some people have a hard time expressing it. It don't mean that they're a bad person. Mm-hmm. It just probably means sometimes that they wasn't shown it or it wasn't expressed to them, so it makes it harder for them to express it to other people.
Gotcha. Okay. Now that we got all that nice questions out the way, now let me ask you some unleashed questions. So, what's more intimate to you, oral sex or kissing?
It's funny. That's a funny question, and my answer probably going to be funny too. But I would say kissing. Even though oral sex is actual sex, I would say kissing because kissing is more passionate and you're more into it, and it's just, to me, it's more passionate, even though the oral sex is actually sex. So I would say kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Funny I say that, but I actually believe kissing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, quite a few people believe that. Kissing is actually more intimate than oral because I think, you know, you are, you know, it's your face and you're, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, okay. When it comes to sex toys, if your lady brought out the sex toys, would that intimidate you? Some men find that intimidating.
Not at all. Not at all, because I've dealt with a woman that she couldn't have an orgasm without the toy. You know, we would do our thing,
and the
sex was good and all that other good stuff, but in the end, she had to pull out a toy to seal the deal. And it was something that she did before me, so I wasn't intimidated.
Okay. So if she didn't do it before you, but she did it when she met you, would that kind of change things up, how you feel about it?
It would raise some eyebrows, but I wouldn't be offended. I mean, because at the end of the day, as long as everybody pleased, I'm good.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be offended.
Okay.
But it would raise some eyebrows. Right.
Mm-hmm. What's your stance on sex on the first date? Would you respect her in the morning or no?
I had a 3-year relationship to having sex on the first date with somebody, so I'm not against it. But to your first question you asked me earlier, I'm not out looking for it either. But if it just happened,
mm-hmm.
we're all adults. We're both grown. If we happen to fall into bed and it happened, then so be it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're adults, but I don't go out seeking it.
Okay. See, I kind of feel like on the fence with that as well, that, you know, if it happens, it happens.
Right.
But it's not like the intent on that first date is, oh, we're going to do it.
Exactly.
That chemistry is there. But, you know, like the
right.
first call I mentioned, you know, there are people who have gotten married.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, I had a great relationship after it. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. So let me ask you this other question then. If do you think that foreplay is important when it comes to sex?
I think foreplay is very important, but foreplay can differ depend on people, can vary depend on the person. You know, some
mm-hmm.
people's foreplay is different. I mean, whatever your foreplay is, it's cool, but I do think it's important whether it's actual sex or whether it's like some guys say doing chores around the house, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's all leading up to a good night. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think foreplay is important.
Okay. Now, when it comes to dating
dating and sex, when dating a woman and then if you two have not actually established that you two are like in a committed relationship and then you have sex, some women may consider, okay, well, we have sex, that means we go together. You my man. Do you look at it that way as well, that, you know, you've dated, you know, go on dates, had a good time, but you still have not said, you know what, I think we should take this up a notch. But then when you guys have sex, do you start looking at her as your woman? Or do you still kind of look at her as like, oh, we still cool?
I think unconsciously some people start looking at it differently. But to be honest with you, if we haven't made any ground rules and established that, then we still where we are. Just because we had sex don't mean that we're in a relationship and I'm your man and you're my woman. You know, it's still where it is unless we've established that. But I think, like you said, unconsciously people do start to feel that way. Especially if it's good. So, yeah. but I think the ground rules should be laid before you start taking stuff to another level and claiming folks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At least giving the other one a notice.
Exactly. Oh, exactly.
Okay. Cool. What would your question be for the ladies? Like, what has, like, boggled your mind? Like, why do you women do this? Or why do you women do this or say this? Is there, like, a question?
Oh, man, I should have had that one written down. I'm sure we got some, but you caught me off guard.
Okay.
Yeah, that one kind of caught me off guard. I guess you gotta get me. You gotta be a little bit more specific with that one. It kind of threw me for a loop because if I'd have known you was gonna come, because it's a lot of things that us men, you know, have a problem with when it comes to women. But I don't even know where to start.
Oh, really now?
Oh man. That's a hard question.
If you're listening in, you can ask me a question in the chat room right away, and lock this brother down as far as answering this question. But here's my question then.
Okay.
What's up with the men sending women dick pics?
You know what?
Why?
I hear a lot. I hear a lot of that. I don't do that. I mean, I guess they think that it turns women on. I mean, I'm assuming that they think it turns women on. But my thing is, if you don't know people and you don't know what they're about, or if they like it or not, why would you just send it? At least have a conversation about it first.
Yeah, the whole thing.
But
like,
I don't do that though. Right. That's my thing. If y'all kind of talking about it and joking about it, or you know, maybe it's having some sex talk and then he send it to you, then that's one thing. But if you just mm-hmm. sitting there on Facebook or something, and then here come one through your phone.
Yeah, that kind of throws me off. I'm like,
I have heard a woman say, at least have a conversation with me and see if that's something I like before you send it to me.
Yes. Have some integrity and some respect.
Right, but no, I don't get into all that. That's ridiculous. Now we're
okay.
Dating and we're in a relationship. And, you know, and we do that with each other. That's, you know, that's cute because we're involved.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love those. I like when I'm in a relationship. Oh, I'm such a porn star.
See, there you go. Now that's foreplay right there. That's your foreplay.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you so much, caller. I really appreciate you taking the time to give us some insight and enlighten us on that. So I appreciate the call.
You are so welcome. Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a good evening. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, you too. All right.
Oh, so there you go. There you go, ladies. So if you have any other questions for men, please, 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 please chime in. I'm all for you. We are getting some information about who, what, when, and why these men behave badly. And I don't mean that in a negative way. So let's take some more calls and get some more information about some men. Ladies, feel free to send me something in the chat room or a text or message me. My Facebook is open, so I'm getting all the information, all the questions for you. Hey, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
How are you? I'm doing great today.
I'm good.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. So welcome to my red room. And, you know, us ladies, we have questions that we need answered by you men. So my question to you, I guess pretty much like from the other questions that I've asked before, why do men, you know, when they're dating a woman, everything is going fine, and then all of a sudden you back off without telling her anything. You pretty much just exit the room without giving her any warning that you're no longer interested or you found something else to do. Why is it that men don't, you know, seal the deal or close the deal?
Well, I will be honest with you. Sometimes it all comes through the conversation. Sometimes, I'm going to keep it real. A lot of women think that a small shake of the tail feather, anything else will turn a man on. But you need to get a little mental with a man. You need to mentally stimulate a man. And if you cannot stay there mentally with a man, he will walk away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I mean, I wish ladies would, well, not all ladies. I wish some ladies would just step up their game. Like, say, for instance, if I like to have a nice glass of wine or a nice little drink, sit around the fireplace, and then pick each other's mind to see what's going on with us, to see where we can go, to see where our future's trying to go, to see what we're about to do. But sometimes a lot of ladies would like to talk about more of a financial piece. Yeah, we know the financials got to be there, but you don't have to bring that up in the beginning. It's about you as a person and me as a person, us trying to explore each other as people, as individuals, as soulmates.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So keeping a man's interest, you know, speaking with having some dialogue, but what about sex?
It's not always about sex, even though sex is a great thing. It's not always about sex.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep a man without sex. Well, some men, I ain't gonna lie. You can't keep all men without sex, but the good men, you can keep them without sex. It depends on how good that woman is.
Okay. So what about having sex on a first date? Would you respect the woman, or you wouldn't think anything negative about her?
It depends on the level you all are at. Like me, if I had sex with a woman on a first date, if everything was going the right direction, I was feeling good about it, she's feeling good about it, I'm be calling you the next day. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But then, don't go out there and choose a bad brother that you know that's just a dog and is just here for one thing. You have sex with him, and then you and he called. You already know why he didn't call, because he was only there for one thing. And vice versa for the ladies, guys. If she don't call you back, you know she was only there for one thing.
Well, I don't know. It could be either she just was not interested. She didn't like it. maybe if she didn't call you back, then it's not a matter of shoot out for one thing. It's like, no, it was just whack.
Well, you got to remember, some women's out here are nymphos. They just want to taste and see what's all out here and see what's the best they can get and see how much they can get on each any given day. I have ran into women like that. Matter of fact, true story, I had a woman that said, hey, I just want to know how you are in bed. And I said, fine. And she said, I was awesome. She said, I was phenomenal. And she said, thank you. I'm like, okay.
Wow. So
me
you
and her still talk
that
today.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we still talk today.
Mm-hmm. you keep it in contact with her, huh?
Oh yeah, hey, we got to keep in contact with that. Even though it's just, you know, we don't call each other for that. I mean, it's great conversation, but hey, if it comes up, it comes up.
Okay.
And like, for instance, ladies, learn how to please your man. Please. Don't just, I know I'm getting a little bit off topic, but I got to put this out for the ladies.
No, it's fine. No, it's very important. Go ahead.
We do not like just us in the bed, and it seems like it's just one person there because you just want to lay there and just be pleased the whole time. No, we need interaction from the ladies, too. Learn how to please your man as much as we want to please our woman.
Okay, so ladies, don't be a lazy lay. It's not cute. Don't be a lazy lay.
Oh, ain't nothing about that cute. Because if your man wants to eat dessert, you should love to get a little dessert yourself to eat.
That's true. And somebody just chimed in and said that takes communication. Definitely. You got to speak on it. If you're open enough to have sex with the person, you should be open enough to have conversation about sex with that person.
Well,
definitely.
You know
so,
what? You know, tell that the person that chimed in, you tell them you don't have to have a conversation. You need to learn how to touch that person, learn their special parts, learn when that person want to be kissed at. I don't ever have to ask the person where you want to be kissed or touched. I explore the body to find out where you want to be touched and kissed.
Oh, you explore. So you don't want her to tell you. You just want to be shown.
I just want to find out on my own little journey. Pay attention to the body movement, the quirks, the little lip bite, the little things that you do when you touch a person in a certain spot. That's what you pay attention to.
Okay, her response is, if he's going like a jackhammer, I'm staying still.
Tell her don't stand still too long now.
Oh, boy, that's funny. That's so funny. So what makes sex more than just a physical act for you?
Yes, women are more than just a physical act. I'll be honest with you, I've been on some dates where a lot of my first dates is either at Starbucks or Panera Bread. It's not a date, it's a meetup. Because if I cannot sit down and have a 30-minute conversation with you, it is no purpose for us to go out nowhere else. Because I've learned in 30 minutes to an hour where you are mentally, it is no purpose for us to go nowhere else. I honestly told a woman, I was like, you know what? I'm about to get me a piece of pie. You get whatever you want, and we're pretty much done today. But it's been a pleasure.
Oh, wow. Okay. Does it turn you on for a woman to wear lingerie, or you don't care?
You need a little lingerie. You need a little role play. You need some boots. You need a nice... And it goes for the men, too. We cannot come to the bedroom looking crazy. Both sides got to look appealing to each other. I want to see my woman in something sexy. And, hey, I'm going to put on something sexy for my woman when she wants to put on. When she wants me to put on this, hey, if this makes you turn on, baby, I'm buying it and I'm putting it on only for your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like to see a brother come into the bedroom in some holy socks or some loose drawers or, you know, just looking like he just rolled out of something. With some ashy knees, looking like Ashy Larry or something. I can't have that. I can't have that. I need you to go in there and oil up and look like something.
Oh, no. You need a nice little shirt on with a, you know what? Take it back to the 80s, 90s style. Throw on the silk pajama pants for the ladies with the shirt unbuttoned. If your body looks that good, don't come in there with no belly button with your shirt unbuttoned. She ain't going to dig that.
Oh, my goodness. Someone just chimed in and said, I want to see a man in a sexy silk boxers and cologne.
Oh, hey, you better. I hope your man is listening.
Yes. And back to communication, she also mentioned they need to communicate. Using nouns and verbs, complete sentences, please. I agree. I need like a full sentence. Someone else chimed in saying, that's foreplay. Get the lotion. So yes, we need all that.
Yes, you do.
We need all of that. So another thing about so when it comes to sex, I asked the gentleman earlier. So what's more intimate to you, oral sex or kissing?
Both. You need to kiss. First of all, you need to be a good kisser. That stimulates everything. That's the start off. And oral sex is a must. Trust me. Dessert tastes great. And I want a woman to return the favor to me as well.
Oh, okay. Now, let me ask you this, returning the favor. What is your, how do you express to your woman what you like when it's returned to you? Do you guide her or do you talk to her?
You just guide her.
Do you just like blatantly say, no teeth?
Yeah, hey, you know what, hey, if you want this night to go on any further, you need to move them teeth. You need to open that mouth just a little bit, just an inch, or this night is going to be over real quick.
Okay. So,
and trust me, that does not feel good. None of that feels good at all.
None of it, not even a little bit, huh?
No. This one girl was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm pretty much done now. But thank you."
Oh, my goodness. There are men out there who don't mind, like, a little pressure from teeth.
Hey, if the ladies don't mind it, I will get them as much teeth as they want. But for me, you could do me some teeth at different places, just not there.
Mm-hmm.
None of that is cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I feel you. Okay, so one last question for you.
Yes.
What advice would you give a woman when it comes to dating a man?
Well, you know, I'm about to put this out to my new age millennium woman out here. Put the phones down. If you want a real good man, leave the phones alone. I see so many dates where couples are more interacting with their phones than each other. If that's the case, you might as well get yourself something else. You don't need a man. You just get whatever you need downloaded on that phone, and you take that home with you and let that please you.
Yes. Absolutely. I totally agree.
Good advice. Great advice. So with that said, caller, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, and I enjoyed your room. Thank you so much for letting me come.
Oh, you can come back anytime. Anytime. I'll share it with you.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. So have a good night, caller. And
you as well.
Hope to hear from you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
You will. Bye-bye.
I swear, men are just such flirts, aren't they? And I just flirt right along with them. I love men. Oh, I love men. I love women, too. Women, we are some sexy beings. We are so sexy. I'm just saying. So now that you heard from a couple of the men as far as their views on dating and love and sex, you know, we got some input, right? So, you know, we don't want to spend the rest of our lives looking for the right person. So make yourself the right person for you, right? And then they will come, you know. And men, you know, my pet peeves are men who do not walk a lady to her car. You know, if you see her out and you know her, even if you know her, walk her to her car. Make sure that she's safe. Don't just, you know, like, all right, now, take care, and that's that. You know, never underestimate the circumstances that could be awaiting her, you know, outside those doors. So, you know, be a gentleman. You know, walk on the outside. You know, don't let her walk on the curbside. We should all know this, right? And don't be afraid to end the relationship. I think there are a lot of us who may have stayed in something a little bit way past its due date because we don't want to hurt feelings. Sometimes we just got to go, right? And move on. Guys, don't be that jealous boyfriend, you know. Never mistake possession for love, okay? And maybe that goes for ladies, too. Never mistake possession for love. There are some men who did send me some messages. So I'm going to read their advice and their input. One gentleman said, I'm tired of women who always saying, I need a man to take care of me. Ladies, you got to get out of that. That's not cute, okay? You can't go on a date and then tell a man, you know, I'm looking for someone to take care of me. A turnoff for one gentleman, he said, bad sex, loves to argue, can't hold a good conversation. Let's see, another one said, the more time you and he spend together, the stronger the relationship. The deal breaker will be violating the mutual agreement. Okay. Someone advised women to say, be unflinchingly you. Never expect more than you give. So that's one. A guy said his turnoff is public embarrassment. Mind game, a smoker, clingy, a drama queen, boring sex, someone who can't hold a conversation, always lying, putting others down, not a good listener, unaffectionate. He went on. Those are his turnoffs. Suggestions by another gentleman, be open-minded. Don't bring old baggage into a relationship. Say what you mean and give thanks. Show some appreciation and do the social media post later if you must, but never during a date. If you're on social media during the date, he will walk away. Another gentleman mentioned always meet for coffee. If a 30-minute conversation can't be connected, then don't bother. Someone says meet someone
compatible, meet someone who is compatible but also opposite. Dating yourself will leave you bored. So, you know, you want to have that compatibility with someone who is kind of your opposite but still compliments you. You know what I mean? So those are just some ideas. Those are some feedback that I've received from men during the week as far as their turnoffs and with their expectations. Someone chimed in and said, a married person says you have to know what you want. Yes, definitely. You got to know what you want. You can't just walk in blindsided. It's just like when you know you want a certain job. You know what type of job you want. So, you know, just on the sexual tip, you know what type of sex that you like too. You want some good sex. You want some mind-blowing sex. You want sex that consists of head. You want sex that maybe even consists of anal. It's all up to you. Making time for sex. I think that's very important too. I'm always talking about sex. I always go right back to sex, don't I? But, you know, when you talk about dating, eventually, you know, sex come into play, sex talk or that sexual attention. So that's why I bring it up, because it's there, it's real. You know, so what are some things that you can do to get into those intimacy moments? For those of you who are in a relationship, do you do some eye gazing? I love those. Eye gazing are sexy. Do you know what that is? Eye gazing is when you look into your lover's eyes without saying anything. That may be uncomfortable for some people, but I suggest that you challenge yourself with that and do some eye gazing. And, you know, you may be afraid to do it, but holding their gaze is a way to really connect with someone deeply. That's kind of like my off tip for the evening. So if you have any other suggestions when it comes to dating and sex and love with opposite sex, feel free to send me a comment, send me a message. There's a comment section down below on the screen. Do that. Please do. Please share this episode and follow me. Click on the follow button. That way you get all the updates on the shows and next episodes. And join me. And I really, really had a good time. I hope you did too. I really had a good time speaking with our listeners and some new people who joined in and gave some really, really great tips and some insight on what this beautiful thing we call dating and love and sex, and how we can all just make it together, make it work. So for spending some time with me. As I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, I will be mentioning some more details about the Unleash Your Inhibitions show. We are in the planning stages right now, so you will soon be hearing more about that. Unleash the collection of seductive poetry by myself, the book, is available on Amazon. So please, please, please check it out. It's on Amazon. Unleash Seductive Poetry by Erica Jarvis. And so that's up and running. Follow me on Facebook, Unleash Your Inhibitions. I am there. I am also on Instagram. Check me out there. It's Creative Soul. And what else I need to tell you? Our next episode. Next week topic, ladies. Ladies speak. All the ladies will call in and give their insight and answer some questions for the men. So for the rest of the week and all of next week, I will be taking questions from the men to ask the ladies. My guests will be calling in and answering the questions that the men have that's burning and why women behave badly. And I don't mean that in a negative way. So thank you so much for checking in, you guys. I hope that you've been enlightened and gotten some ideas as far as what you should do next go round. Meantime, in between time, love on each other just as much as I love you, and you have a good night. Thank you.